Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Josh Call, the Attorney General of the Wisconsin Department of Justice. And you know, sir, before we went to break, you mentioned Michael Gableman. And so Michael Gableman is being held in contempt of court for refusing, and to be quite frank with you, grandstanding. This guy's a former state Supreme Court justice, but he acts like, you know, he's, you know, is public theater. So what does that mean? What can they really do to the former Supreme Court justice, state Supreme Court justice?
Yeah, well, to begin with, this whole so-called investigation that he's conducting has been an absolute and total embarrassment. It is a waste of taxpayer dollars. It needs to end. Now, frankly, he has treated our democracy with contempt. He has treated the taxpayers with contempt, and he's brought that same attitude into court. And when somebody is held in contempt, what the sanctions are depends a little bit on exactly what kind of contempt is being found. But one of the things that can happen is the judge can order that somebody goes to jail until they address the cause of the contempt.
That's not likely.
Well, it is unlikely, but it's not impossible. And it's the kind of situation where usually what you see from judges is an escalation in the kinds of consequences. First, they order somebody to produce documents, for example. Then if they don't, then they might hold them in contempt. There could be fines, and ultimately there could be jail. What I think you're more likely to see, though, are fines, where the court may impose a fine either on Gableman himself or on the legislature, which is overseeing this. And, you know, that hopefully will cause them to finally comply with the court's orders. But we'll see. I mean, the refusal to testify in court, which he had, and his statements that have been released to the press where he's attacking the judge, is really way over the line. And I'm hopeful that we'll see a clear response here from the court.
Let's talk about some cases you are working on now that we really should be aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're involved in a number of different investigations and prosecutions. We investigate and prosecute some of the most significant cases in the state, some of the most serious offenses in the state, everything from homicides to sexual assaults to robberies to internet crimes against children. But we also bring enforcement actions when our laws are violated. And so one that we brought not too long ago was an action against Johnson Controls based on their alleged failure to remedy pollution, PFAS pollution, in the Marinette area. We also brought an enforcement action against Barada Properties, as well as the owner of that company, who's a major landlord in the Milwaukee area, alleging that he had violated a number of landlord-tenant laws. But those are a few of many examples. We also are working to bring dollars into the state from opioid manufacturers and distributors who benefited from the opioid epidemic. And because of the work of our office and other AGs and also county and local governments, the state of Wisconsin has secured over $400 million to help fight the opioid epidemic. So those are just a few examples, but certainly happy to talk about any specific ones.
Let's talk about the opioid and what happens to the resources that, you know, come in behind. The case has been won, right?
Yeah, so we have, there are a bunch of different things going on. We filed suit against Purdue Pharma. We joined investigations into opioid distributors. What we've done is reached a settlement with three opioid distributors, the companies that send opioids around the country to pharmacies, as well as an opioid manufacturer. And that case has been settled. There will be about $400 million coming to Wisconsin where there are other actions that are going on, too, that could bring more money here. Now, what's happening with these dollars is, if you go way back to the tobacco settlement from decades ago, there was a lot of money recovered there, but a lot of it didn't actually go to addressing the health harms from from smoking. They went to fill potholes and to do other kinds of things that, that government wanted. Here, we want to make sure the money is going to address the opioid epidemic. And so there are a lot of different types of uses that, that county governments and local governments and state governments can put this money towards, but they all need to be uses that help fight the opioid
epidemic. And those things out of your purview. You don't have control over what happens with the dollars once they come in, right?
That's right. We're, our role is to make sure we are holding the companies that that contributed to this epidemic accountable. The money then is going to be going, 30% will go to the State Department of Health Services, and the other 70% will go to county and local governments in Wisconsin. And Department of Health Services and county and local governments will be making decisions about how to spend those resources.
Let's talk about the reelection campaign and these last 4 years, or, you know, soon to be 4 years. Let's talk a little bit about your time there and your plans in the campaign.
Well, one of the things I'm really proud of at the Wisconsin Department of Justice is that we have, despite the obstructionism in the legislature, despite the pandemic, we have delivered for Wisconsinites. You know, one of my issues I talked about in the 2018 campaign was the lawsuit that was seeking to end the Affordable Care Act. We withdrew from that suit. We joined a brief in support of the ACA. We've also done a lot of work to strengthen Wisconsin's response to sexual assault. We recently announced the launch of a kit tracking system that will allow survivors to figure out exactly where their sexual assault kit is in the process. I fought to get legislation passed that's going to put in place timelines that will help prevent a future backlog. We strengthened our enforcement of environmental laws in Wisconsin. We've been working to hold Big Pharma accountable for its role in the opioid epidemic. We've also worked to protect democracy and are in the process of working to protect reproductive freedom. And so on issue after issue, we've been getting results for the people of Wisconsin, for the people of Wisconsin. And I think it's critical that we continue to have a Department of Justice that's going to do that.
Let's talk about your reelection campaign and how that's going.
Well, you know, there's going to be a very clear contrast for the voters in this election. You know, I'm proud of my record. I'm happy to be talking about it. There are three Republicans running. Their views on the issues are very different from mine. And so we're going to have a very clear debate for voters. There's been a lot of efforts from Republicans to play into the big lie. As you know, I've been very clear that is it is a lie. There have also been the Republicans are clear that they would use the resources of the Wisconsin Department of Justice to enforce Wisconsin's 19th century abortion ban if it goes into effect. And if you think about what that means for a minute, we've got a statewide investigative agency. Having those investigators, instead of investigating homicides or arsons or other serious crimes, investigating abortions, having prosecutors at the State Department of Justice using their resources to prosecute abortions, to me, that is not only an infringement on reproductive freedom, but it's a massive misuse of government resources. So there's going to be a clear contrast. You know, it's we've got a little bit less than 5 months until Election Day. So, so you know, ultimately, we're going to I'm going to keep working hard, and we'll see what happens on Election Day.
You know, your record stands for itself. A couple of the candidates for on the Republican side, you know, when I hear them and what they're standing for, it certainly appears. Well, I shouldn't say a couple. All three is at the root of all of it is, hey, we're Republicans, we're conservatives, and we're going to do it the way that Republicans and conservatives want it done. I mean, that's at the root of what they are talking about. And so when those of us who reside in the state and want to see crimes, you know, talk about crimes, local crimes, and for people to point the finger and say, well, you know, Josh Call and the governor they're not concerned at all about crime in the cities. That's not the truth. And so when I hear the people on the right who are running for your seat, they're more concerned about talking about, well, we're going to do something about the crime in the cities. But there are issues going on with corporations, poisoning of the people of this state, and theft and all of those things that people have to address, and to act as though that doesn't have any bearing on who the attorney general should be. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, well, first, you know, the truth is that back in November, I put out a comprehensive public safety plan, Safer Wisconsin, that would help reduce crime across the state. And unfortunately, Republicans in the legislature have not held a hearing on that plan. But I have been a consistent advocate for common sense gun safety measures and for investment in public safety to make our communities safer. But you're also right that the job of Attorney General also includes making sure that we are holding big polluters accountable and holding accountable big pharmaceutical companies that contributed to the opioid epidemic, and protecting the rights of and freedoms of Wisconsinites, like reproductive freedom and our freedom to vote. Those are all parts of the job. And what I think is critical that you were just talking about is the Attorney General is not the Attorney General for Democrats in Wisconsin.
You're right.
They're not the Attorney General for Republicans in Wisconsin. It's the Attorney General for all Wisconsinites. And it is so critical that our chief law enforcement officer in Wisconsin is enforcing the laws for all Wisconsinites. We have equal justice under the law, and having your state's top cop picking and choosing based on partisanship is incredibly dangerous and inconsistent with the rule of law. I'm proud to have stood up for all Wisconsinites. I'm going to keep doing that as Attorney General.
Well, thank you very much. Really appreciate you taking this time out of your busy schedule. Look forward to having you back on as we move forward with the election. Talk to you later.
Thanks for having me on the show, Earl.
All right. Bye-bye. Got to go. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.